kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. And just sort of continuing, what does this have to do with, you know, why the worst get on top? I'll get there. And it's all about control. You know, data is the new oil, right? And we should all be millionaires because you and I are the source of the most data. So I mentioned before the end of the first hour, at the end of the first hour, this article, Li Fang's Intercept article from 2016, CIA's venture capital arm is funding skincare products that collect DNA. And it's an interesting article. The CIA fund has, that's InQtel, has described human skin as unique, underutilized source for sample collection. And it's an interesting article, but Li Fang also points to an article from IQT Quarterly, Volume 2, Number 1, 2010, titled Exploiting Physiological Intelligence. I want to get to that. Before I do, though, let me just, you know, what does that have to do with today? I mean, how is this, what does this have to do with anything today? Well, here was an article published today, actually, over at CBS News. DNA pulled from half-eaten burrito used to charge man with firebombing anti-abortion office in Wisconsin. So, let's see. Federal agents have been searching for almost a year for whoever tossed a pair of Molotov cocktails into the Wisconsin Family Action Office in Madison on May 6th. One of the firebombs failed to ignite. The other set a bookcase on fire. The message, if abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either, was spray painted on the building's exterior, which, you know, means it was a Manchurian Patsy and a strategy of tension event. I digress. Continuing, according to the criminal complaint against Roy Chowdhury, investigators pulled DNA samples from three individuals from evidence at the scene of the Wisconsin attack, but the samples didn't match any profiles in the U.S. Department of Justice's DNA database. Are you in the database? Are you in the database and don't know it? Continuing, as time went on, you know, again, we make curious choices. As time went on, Wisconsin Family Action President Julaine Appling offered a $5,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest. She accused Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes of being more interested in empathizing with abortion rights activists than bringing any suspects to justice. I don't know what abortion rights means. Is that you have the right to murder an innocent unborn child? Is that what abortion rights is? I digress. This past January, police assigned to protecting the state capitol building in Madison reviewed surveillance video of a protest against police brutality. The footage showed several people spray painting graffiti on Capitol grounds. The graffiti resembled the graffiti at the Wisconsin Family Action Office. The footage showed two people leaving the area in a white pickup truck, which investigators tracked to Roy Chowdhury's residence in Madison. According to the complaint, police began to follow him. On March 1, he pulled into a Madison park and ride and threw away a bag of fast food. After he left, police retrieved the bag from the trash can. DNA on a burrito in the bag matched DNA taken from the Wisconsin Family Action Office, according to the complaint. The U.S. Attorney's Office said in a statement that Roy Chowdhury traveled from Madison this month to Portland, Maine. He had a one-way ticket for a flight from Boston to Guatemala City, Guatemala, that was scheduled to depart Tuesday morning when he was arrested, the office said. What do you want to bet? And again, this is just, I digress. Pardon the digression for a moment. What do you want to bet that this gentleman has been has probably been interviewed, but at least has been on the radar of FBI, probably BATF, which is mentioned in the article. So he has a one-way ticket for a flight from Boston to Guatemala City, Guatemala. Yeah. Anyway, I'm more interested in the alleged, it's a far-fetched kind of Hollywood scenario, which seems to match up with what Trevor Aronson said in his 2015 TED Talk, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. This is a Hollywood ending. This is something straight out of, late-night sci-fi drama television. And so, that notwithstanding, this does seem to correlate to what I'm talking about. So there is this IQT Quarterly article from NQTEL, Volume 2, Number 1, 2010, titled Exploiting Physiological Intelligence. What is the definition of exploit? Isn't it to use or manipulate to one's advantage? Something like that. And exploit is definitely the operative term. It's used variously 6 times in 2.5 pages. So, from that piece, what do we mean by physiological intelligence? And again, this is a CIA document, internal document, effectively. An internet search for the term points readers to a psychological definition and understanding of one's own body, in the same way that emotional intelligence suggests a kind of self-awareness. In this issue of IQT Quarterly, however, we are drawing from bleeding-edge 21st century science to greatly expand this definition. So the article reads, in our context, and this is by Kevin P. O'Connell, who, according to the article, is a senior solutions architect at NQTEL's physical and biological technologies practice, has been there since 2007. 25-year career began in applications of molecular biology to problems in agriculture and progressed to research and development of biological defense. Only, again, as we mentioned, it's always offense, but it's not really, it's offense on the quiet, so that we can pretend defense to the public. And, whether it's the stuff I mentioned before or, many of the other curious things that happened along the way, like the 2005 introduction of a national pandemic response plan, and then all of a sudden all 50 states got the same thing the following year. What a coincidence. Amazing. Those kinds of things. It's always the same thing, Well, there might be a threat, kind of like, somehow something that never occurred in nature before, like, a coronavirus with a farine cleavage site suddenly became, a pandemic, even though it's never happened in nature. We should do that and study it just in case it happens. And, with that, we probably should play Bill Gates at the Munich Security Conference. Millions could die from bioterrorism, whether at the hand of some guy with a laptop or whatever. All right, I didn't realize that. We have phone calls. My apologies. I'm not getting the message for some reason. So let's do that. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, I apologize for the wait.
Hi, Cliff.
Thanks for calling. Welcome. Good morning.
To add to your surveillance state, and I really haven't heard anybody really talk about this a lot, but I think this is how they got this myriad of symptoms for COVID. Because with Obamacare came the electronic medical records, collecting info on all sorts of things, which a lot of it went to insurance companies and, you know, probably private government contractors. And with their computing power and AI, they could compute all this stuff and have all these symptoms ready. Which, according to Dr. Cowan, is associated with the Weston A. Price Foundation. And they say that a lot of these symptoms they're giving for COVID are, you know, also related to radiation poisoning. You know?
Yeah.
Virginia.
So, speaking of that, let me see if I can find in the long COVID article the symptoms, because I know that long COVID has affected millions of people globally, with individuals reporting a range of symptoms including fatigue, lung issues, and neurological problems like brain fog, which interestingly correlate directly to what you're talking about.
Yeah, and the other thing is Steve Starrs had Virginia Farver on when he sat in for Steve Elkins Monday, and of course, she's done a lot on this because her son died from a brain tumor when he went to a university in California that had this big old tower on it. But the one thing you cannot, and this is from the Telecommunications Act of 1996, Section 704, you cannot restrict, keep a tower from going up for health reasons.
Right.
So they know there's health problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And then they've been able to correlate all this data and, you know. And then I just had one other thing.
Sure.
You talked about vaccine A. A very good book on that I read quite a few years ago, and I've since given it to somebody who might have been affected by that, is it's called Vaccine A, and I think the author's name is Gary, I want to say Masumoto, but he did it. And, you know, a lot of people thought it was the squalene in the vaccine, which they used as an adjuvant. And the real squalene that your body makes is part of your system that you make cholesterol, which you need to repair your body, and your brain is made of cholesterol a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know, and what they think, and some of the other symptoms, because polysorbate 80 that they have in a lot of children's vaccines, that is something that lets stuff penetrate your blood-brain barrier. But that was a real, real good book on that, you know, and it's called molecular mimicry on some of these drugs and vaccines. You know, that was the thing with the vaccine that the World Health Organization was giving to the women with the tetanus toxoid in it. You know, that they were giving three shots because they were had something that looked like the gonadotropin hormone.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
What you see with all of this is a giant, what amounts to a mass, you know, sort of eugenics experiment. How can we understand people to, again, you know, cull the herd effectively in plausibly deniable sorts of ways? And one of the reasons that I keep saying we make curious choices is because so many people knowing, I mean, it's not a secret that as I've said many times, you can go to SSRIstories.com, for example, and see at last count it was 7,000 stories of people on psychotropics that, you know, I might want to throw myself off a bridge or shoot my neighbor, but I might feel happy on these drugs, so maybe I'll try it. The companies that make these drugs that are yesterday's Wonder Drug and today's class action lawsuit and then tomorrow's rebranded Wonder Drug are the same companies that bring us these things that supposedly cure things like COVID or treat it. And it's you know, it's a fool's errand to believe that the company that on one hand is getting away with killing or permanently injuring people is in the business of saving lives. But we are that kind of schizophrenic society. You know, if we murder innocent unborn children on the one hand and then say we have to vaccinate kids to save their lives on the other hand, then something is clearly wrong with the society that would entertain those two competing thoughts.
Well, and according to Karen Kingston, that now all vaccines are under the EUA. Yeah.
Yeah.
That because of something that Alex Azar put out in 2020. So, and, you know, I thought I had to vaccinate my son. You know, I just didn't question it. But until he went into the military and I heard Joyce Riley talk about those guys that were getting shot up in Gulf War One, and luckily my son got the old anthrax vaccine, but I think my nephew might have got the new one, and he went in a year before my son, and he went into the Marines, but he didn't make it to boot camp because he got so sick. And I just wonder, you know, the Marines, they might have been given the Marines that one. So, and the guy, Bioport, that was Admiral Crow, who was running that place. So, anyway, I'll let somebody else get on.
Much appreciated, Sherry.
Sure.
Thanks for your call. Yeah, it's a curious thing, you know, and I want to get back, you know, I forget exactly how he said it, but, you know, Glenn saying yesterday, it's interesting that I was connecting the total information awareness and the psyche valve stuff. This all coalesces in that total information awareness equals full spectrum dominance, in my humble opinion. I mean, again, I think one of the biggest harbingers is not so much the catastrophic and catalyzing event quote from Rebuilding America's Defenses as much as advanced forms of biological warfare that can target quote unquote specific genotypes may transform biological warfare from the realm of terror to a politically useful tool. Go, you know, if you're not really familiar, like really familiar with what I'm talking about here specifically, go to Lee Fang's Intercept article. CIA's venture capital arm is funding skincare products that collect collect DNA. Excuse me. And download the PDF copy of InQtel's Exploiting Physiological Intelligence that's linked in Li Fang's article and read it. I might read more of it. It's kind of a short document, but I mean, if you're not familiar, it probably would make your hair stand on end. The kinds of things that are going on. And the reason that I mentioned these stories as a sort of precursor, stories that I mentioned, is because there is this kind of indirect hinting at intelligence is going to try to find any possible way it can to get everyone's biomarkers, so to speak. We can do it with consent through the medical industry, but, you know, are there other ways that we can do it with, you know, alleged consent or assumed consent in plausibly deniable sorts of ways? And I think that is happening all around us. Cologuard, anybody? Stick around. We'll be right back.
6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Inflation control is population control. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to get your body ready to fight the next virus with Quercetin Plus Zinc from Liberty Lighthouse Wellness. Find it at liberty-lighthouse.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve was created by Congress to provide the nation with a safer, more flexible, and more stable monetary and financial system. One way that they do this is by attempting to control inflation. But is that really a good thing? The money in your pocket or in your bank account isn't really money at all. It's fiat currency with no physical backing. It is worth less every time the government prints more. Contrast the current system to actual minted money. A quarter minted before 1965 contains about $3.50 worth of silver today. A quarter dollar from 1965 isn't even worth $2.50 today. So the value of silver has increased by 1,400%, but because of artificially manipulated inflation, the dollar has only gone up by 950% during that same time. You see, inflation is only bad when all of our money is fake fiat currency. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Welcome back. Even the CIA boasts, you know, my whistle and Dixie here. No, you can go to CIA.gov. Important CIA contributions to modern technology over the last 75 years, published last September, or I should say maybe most recently, it has some funny, you know, lithium iodine battery. Google Earth is a contribution. Breast cancer detection. I'm not making this stuff up. The CIA brags about this, and there's more. You know, the identity kit. CIA developed the identity kit to assist in sketching the face of a person of interest based on witness recollection. So, you know, and there's more. Custom prosthetics. Anyway, the identity kit. Does that sound like facial recognition technology? And I digress. More in a minute. For now, back to the phones. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Brian.
So, yeah, I heard your last caller, and I just my head is kind of swirling with too much information. I just wanted to say that what we're up against is people like Alison McDowell, who is saying, yeah, data collection and the amazing amount of surveillance involved with this technology, that's just half the story, Alison. Are you from Penn State University, where your family's from and your husband works? Are you trying to give, are you trying to be a controlled opposition, fill a void? We want to talk about data surveillance and the surveillance, but what about the health effects, which your last caller just dabbled on a little bit? I think almost a year ago, actually, Brian, we can't do interviews. We don't have the technology. Well, you were able to have an interview with Amon on the other side of the planet, and you could possibly have Dr. Paul on, because as opposed to compartmentalized, I think it's time that we find a, you know, happy medium but full spectrum. So you don't realize it, Chris, but you are playing a huge role in RBN. We have people that come on after you, Richard Carey, and he's brainwashing people that are listening into believing things like a woman interviewed from Israel. She was a Knesset member. So here's Amy Goodman interviewing this woman. I'm going to make a quick stab at her name, Shulamit Aloni. Well, Richard Carey's listeners are believing that this woman is just the typical hook-nosed Jewish woman. We play these tricks. We always do it. If you listen to the whole 10 minutes of the interview, you realize she is pointing out that she is not too happy with the mindset of a certain Jewish sect of the planet, and they are definitely big time involved in what's going on in Israel today. They're having a huge division. Well, this woman was the first to point out this, but Richard Carey didn't get the memo, and I think, you know, it's like Jenna, who, you know, drives these 18-wheeler trucks around. If a tire blows out, she's hoping that she can nurse the baby home without that tire, because, you know, it's going to be a big job to shut down the road and get a tow truck. You need to fill in for people like Richard Carey. I don't know if he doesn't have enough brain cells. It appears as though he is filling a void for the let's kill some kikes type nonsense, and then we'll get on to the Spics and Negroes. This nonsense has to stop, and I'm afraid it's in your lap, Chris. Dr. Paul awaits your call.
Hang on, Brian, if you want to stick around. All right. Hang on. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. And I'm not exactly sure that I follow, Brian, exactly what you're getting at. But, I mean, I think my takeaway would be I mean, you're sort of getting at the heart of the dialectical conflict model, and you know, don't be. I mean, Nicky Rapana always said, you know, get out of the dialectic, and You don't want to be one of the two sides of a – how did Bobby Kennedy put it, Bobby Kennedy Jr.? The interview, Bobby Kennedy Jr. with Jimmy Dore was really interesting. The title of that interview was, and it was recent, on YouTube, on Jimmy Dore's YouTube channel, The Jimmy Dore Show, RFK Jr. says he could be the Donald Trump of the Democratic Party. And by the way, what does an America, you know, I mean, a lot of this is doom and gloom, but, you know, what does America with Vivek Ramaswamy and Bobby Kennedy Jr. running for president look like? I mean, that's, I think that's, to me, that's encouraging, because it's not establishment, it's not the typical problem and the scenario that we're talking about right now. Bobby Kennedy Jr. called it, he says, I try to avoid creating a binary dispute. And I think that's a synonymous term for the dialectical conflict model, you know, this, or the dialectic, as Nikki Rapana would say. So Bobby Kennedy tries to avoid that. And what happens is, in Frank Kitson sort of fashion, you know, low intensity operations, what you do is you create a group to vilify everybody else, which I think gets to the point that you're talking about. And you have these two sides of a conflict that you essentially create these little groups, you associate them with the larger group you want to vilify, and then by association you try to get people to associate themselves with these manufactured contrivances, and they end up fighting against one another instead of stepping back and realizing, hey, you know what, we probably have a lot more in common than we realize, which is what Vivek Ramaswamy has been saying.
I agree. I just took up over the phone.
Brian, your voice changed.
I'm Jenna. I just took the phone from him because I wanted to get back on.
He's done.
He's done.
He's cut off. I'm just kidding.
Give me that phone.
Yeah.
So I do agree. And what I wanted to bring the conversation back was to the last caller, because I agree with what you just said. And RFK, I guess it's relative of Children's Health Defense, there was a lawsuit against the FCC to renew the conditions for the health effects for cell phone towers. And so that was decided in 2021. So I wanted to make sure that that information was out there, because there will be a expectation that they're going to revise conditions.
Well, so
powers.
One of the things that, you know, I mean, it was David, I think, in Wisconsin, who said basically, you know, I'm not quite sure I understand what you mean by the telephone game, and I'm not using it quite in its orthodoxy, I would say. But, you know, when I say I don't think we're good at the telephone game, what happens is, I mean, we're, I think in the information age, I mean, there's an effort being made, it seems, again, you know, Google's Potemkin Village is a perfect example. There seems to be a really, really concerted effort to whittle down and away information from the general public, because they're, I think people are really starting to kind of, I mean, there's even the establishment or legacy media says that people's confidence in media and government is at an all-time low. That correlates to the Illuminized, you know, protocol sort of plan, where you wear out people's confidence in their leaders so that you can basically put in their minds this idea of, you know, their leaders are corrupt and they can't be trusted, so therefore, you know, you should bump authority up to a more, you know, one world kind of level, which is absurd. I mean, that's like Jefferson said, you know, have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern men? So, I mean, that's a ruse, but there are people who are, I think, really understanding how the game is played and the sausage is made. And so there's an effort to hide that information. But it's interesting. I mean, I think on some of these issues, we ought to be better and faster at getting information from the most seasoned veterans on a subject back to the beginning of, you know, somebody who's kind of embarking on that journey. And I think part of the impedance of that process is kind of what Brian was talking about, where, you know, we get people infighting and the distraction is the conflict, however synthetic it may be and to whatever level it rises, but it impedes the transmission of the message that says, hey, we all essentially, you know, everyone in America is targeted in one way or another by efforts to eliminate certain, you know, in the views of certain kinds of people, what Yuval Noah Harari calls the useless class. And that's an old effort. I mean, it dates into antiquity, but we have the history in America. You know, read Edwin Black's books or any number of other books that tell us over the last 100 years we are all in the crosshairs, someone's crosshairs, that says, you know, there are just too many people and these people are unnecessary, so we should get rid of all of them. If you're not part of the problem, you know, the bad guy problem, then they want to get rid of you.
Well, yes, but also there is some information that does get through, and I wanted to just bring up that Americans for Responsible Technology had a webinar last week, and Scott McCullough was part of that lawsuit, and he was giving guidance to different councils locally, and in this webinar, three different lawyers were saying local commissioners, before they sign that code renewal for 5G towers, they have a huge amount of ability to discern the conditions, including if there's any harm by RF, including how close they're going to be to homes. And it just all needs to be in the agreement, because the cell phone tower companies, the wireless companies, will be responsible to take them down if there's any harm. So there is enough information circulating. However, how many people knew that webinar was happening?
Yeah, exactly.
But I know that it came up here in Olympia because our councils were afraid they were going to get sued, and they just wanted to know what rights they had and what is the real conversation, which was empowering, I think.
Well, let me say this, which is admittedly a tangent, but I hope that listeners will indulge the tangent for a moment. I mean, I talked a little bit about technology yesterday, and that weighs heavily on my mind for a variety of reasons. And we've been trying to relaunch RBN for many months now, and I am firmly of the belief that there's just something elusive missing. There's a way that stuff gets done typically that I don't think really fits in. What I'm thinking, I don't even really have it quite pinned down, but what I think would be really great is something like, there's a kind of a concept in web development these days. It's you can see it at places like Pattern Lab or Brad Frost's atomic design, this concept of kind of atomized, you know, component building. Everything's gone components. If you're using the JavaScript stacks, and that probably doesn't mean anything to most people, but the point is there is kind of a modular architecture being applied to web development. And it's not widespread. It's in the advanced high-tech stuff, they do it all the time. But in, I would say, maybe these circles, you know, the names that I mentioned yesterday, for example, you know, obviously RBN, the places where, you know, we don't specialize in tech development, RBN, FamGuardian, News with Views, Camps Constitution, the places where people are trying, you know, it's just regular people trying to put good information out. Somebody throws up a WordPress site or whatever. What would be great is, speaking of this telephone game thing that I'm talking about, to get information swiftly from one end of the, you know, continuum of people trying to search out a matter, so to speak, to the other, would be to be able to share information more effectively and to have canonical resources to be able to do that. And what I mean by canonical is, you know, this is the definitive place, or the, you know, the first source or most reliable source or whatever. And obviously that can be a term of art, but if we could just agree on terms for a moment, to be able to do something like that, to get people together. And just as an example, like with these different pieces of information, you have videos, you have articles, maybe, you know, RAND monographs or, you know, studies or whatever from wherever. If we're all pointing to the same information here and there, why not just have one reference to that? That, you know, if we have a site, for example, maybe it's RBN, it's republicbroadcasting.org. Those, you know, if that resource has been identified once, like there's a video that we play clips from, for example, maybe you can make a post for it, or you can do a broadcast, and in your archive you include that. And instead of having to repost that all the time, and how is that supposed to be done, you just type in an autocomplete box, for example, or maybe you have a drop-down menu or something, and you can select, and it's already kind of pre-formatted to just sort of drop in. And you can do all kinds of other fun things when you do that. Like you can maybe have that resource, you know, tell you where it has been placed in content. So if you're someone visiting the site and you're interested in that, who else is talking about this thing? You know, I can maybe click on that thing and it shows me all these hosts have talked about this and played this, and you can find out more. You can also create collections of things pretty easily doing that for, you know, things like the latest Strategy of Tension event in Nashville. And so I think if we could do that and we could share information and find a way to identify canonical resources and just put things together that present kind of an unimpeachable message, I don't know. In my mind, it would be faster and more credible and, you know, easier. It would make lighter work of the heavy lifting, and, you know, more people could be involved instead of everyone being an island and, you know, trying to compare notes and always having to sort of reinvent the wheel. I mean, you know, the work, the amazing work that Nikki Rapana has done, how many of us really understand it, and how many of us end up sort of having to reinvent the wheel? And then you come, you know, you end up after years going, oh, I see what she was, you know. And then you sort of come full circle and you find yourself maybe in a search, you go, oh, Nikki Rapana already talked about that in 2006. You know what I mean? Instead of like immediately out of the gates going, well, here's a fantastic resource on that, and start here. and get knowledged up real quick.
Right. And I would like to see templates for different flyers of, you know, just a basic statement that that could be, you know, printed out and used locally. If there was just, yeah, that would be great. It would be great if it was all compiled somewhere, but also printable material that could also be shared.
Because
sending, you know, writing down a website for someone, it's not as clear as you've got a little flyer and you just say, here you go. And it's got some statements on it along the lines of that information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. Good idea.
Well, we should press forward on that and make it happen, I think. So it's a dream. I have a dream. And, you know, I agree. Flyers is, you know, have always proven useful and influential. And so that's not difficult to incorporate either. I mean, gosh, you know, I mean, there are efforts out there, bigger tech, bigger, deeper pockets, efforts to do similar things. But I would like to see it at RBN, for example, and something very high quality, high fidelity doesn't need to be, you know, I mean, the tools are out there if we just plan properly. So, and what you said about flyers and what I was talking about, those things could be married up very easily.
Right.
So.
Very good. Yeah, because, I mean, Dr. Martin Paul on the EMF effects, he has just been talking endlessly, you know, for a decade, and it would be nice to put that, like, one of his speeches or papers right there so that it's available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well,
absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for the conversation. Good stuff.
You bet. Thank you, Jenna, and thanks, Brian.
Sure, okay.
All right. Bye. I appreciate it. Yeah. You know, we should be able to do that. And again, not losing sight of those kinds of things because, you know, that's part of what is happening. You know, we our consciousness is constantly being hijacked, which is part of what I've been talking about. Anyway, back to the phones. Lynn and Marilyn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Good morning. If Brian was telling the truth about Jenna being on the road with a flat tire, she's worth the stop in traffic. Just don't get out of the vehicle. It's when you take the cell phone out of the metal box with the tight-fitting lid and make your phone call. But then, yes, she probably has a CB or something anyway. Okay. But don't get out because people are idiots. They're looking at their phone while they're driving. Or it's just distracting them. Telephone game. It's a little girl's birthday party game. Okay? That's how it started. Okay? You know, just pass the story along, like you said, in a conference training center, training thing. It's the same deal. You know, amazing how it ends up. I actually know, and you know, you do a fantastic job. No. You don't need another hour because what you say is true, and then it's up to us. It's up to us to call somebody out if they're talking nonsense, or they're. Sometimes I think that somebody else is paying them to be the opposition or something to throw everybody off a lot of times. Or
yeah, I'm not pointing fingers at anybody.
Nonsense. Me either. I'm not.
I'm not saying you are. But to your point, I would say it's interesting. Sometimes you listen and you think, if you're not getting a check from somebody, you should definitely ask for one because, brother, you deserve it. You have earned it.
Yeah. And the other thing is,
but that's the flavors
telephone.
Of Kool-Aid thing that I talked
Remember
about.
Remember back when, before everybody had email and the internet, we had telephone trees.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy. One person
Party
calls
lines.
Five person. One of those calls five people, and you can get 150 people on
Party
board
lines.
In no time at all.
Remember party lines?
Yeah, well, no, I'm not talking about that. And but the other thing is how important it is to not just give out websites, but also to give phone numbers. I've been calling Capitol Hill for months saying, stop this QR code with no phone numbers. Stop forcing us to have to apply for a driver's license on the Internet. Stop forcing this. This is like being used against us to rein us in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like the DNA thing. I remember telling the doctor, no, you're not swabbing my mouth. Well, they do it with biometrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You know, and we keep going along with it instead of saying, no, no.
Yeah. No, thank you.
It's like electronic banking. No. And I'm not going to pay for something with a cell phone. I don't have a cell phone. I stopped using the Internet in 2017.
Yeah.
Was it hard? Yes.
And again, the dog fooding conversation comes up. I hate the term, but, you know, the point is, you know, again, that Popular Science article, I think, says it all. Industry insiders don't use their products like we do. That should worry us. And Yuval Noah Harari, at last check, does not have a smartphone. Wonder why that is.
I don't know, but I can tell you the one thing that he could get some credit for is the op-ed he wrote in the Washington Post two months ago, about the stuff that's going on in Israel, because this whole world is turning to authoritarians. Delete them. And again, we already have a savior. We don't need it in our government.
Mm-hmm.
What we need is somebody who's a leader and ethical. Now, good luck with that with politicians, but I have to believe that that's possible on some end, and I don't have to settle for somebody who's totally unethical and can't stop looking in the mirror at themselves. You know? I mean, and yeah, we have Grandpa. I get that, because it was anybody but. And, you know, I can tell you, if you or I put up a picture with a baseball bat at a judge, we would be in jail with no bail.
Yeah.
And that's just the fact. We don't threaten people.
Well, and that shouldn't happen either, quite frankly. But we live in a strategy of tension world that's conditioning us to believe in the bifurcation fallacy of you know, R2P meets, or P2OG meets R2P. Proactive preemptive operations group stimulating reactions leads to, you know, our responsibility to protect or even to prevent. So we should all just be in prison, because that's where we're most safe and secure.
And we should take a breath and step back, you know, and not react. You know, think. Bless your heart, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Much appreciated as always. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Folks, I hope it was informative, and there's more. You know, this surveillance state stuff, and why the worst get on top. We are our own worst enemies sometimes. We make curious choices. I'll continue that tomorrow. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.